In Washington, D.C., beneath the century-old dome of St. Matthew's Cathedral, Monsignor Ronald Jameson opened Sunday's Latin Mass.
Deus perquem nobis in redemptio venit in prestatur adoptio. Filios de lectionis tuae benignus intende.
Following last week's meeting at the Vatican between Pope John Paul II and American church leaders, cardinals who attended the conference returned with differing interpretations of what the Pope's intentions are toward priests who sexually abuse minors. This morning, as parishioners left their church services in Washington, D.C., Springfield, Missouri, and Seattle, we asked them how they felt about this past week's events, their church leaders, and their faith. We began in the chilly rain outside St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. Standing under a dripping umbrella, Veronique Rodman said she was pleased with the outcome of the meeting in Rome.
I've sort of been angry sort of with pundits who want more. I think that the Catholic Church is very strong, and I think it's sort of, if it's cleaning its ranks now, I think it's doing a lot, and I think that attacking it now is not going to achieve anything else. I think it knows that it needs to clean up.
Do you have confidence in your leaders in the church?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Why?
Yes. You,
why not? Why shouldn't I? I mean, they're holy people. I think there's sinners everywhere. I think as opposed to other churches, the Catholic Church is actually looking within itself and try to do something about it. I haven't heard anything from other institution, and I've lived all around the world, and I know this happens in many other faiths.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you tell us your name, sir?
Dan Huck.
Are you content with what came out of Rome this week?
Well, I think actions speak louder than words, so I'm waiting to see what actions are taken. I'm very disappointed in what I heard and read in the newspapers and the events, but I think the cardinals are moving in the right direction, I put it that way.
Do you think that the Catholic Church and some of the officials should revisit some long-standing traditions such as marriage, celibacy, women in the priesthood?
I don't think that's really the solution at this point. I think better screening of future priests probably is. A tougher disciplinary action when needed. I'd prefer to see those first before they take any other actions.
Parishioners Dan Huck and Veronique Rodman outside St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C.
I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri. At St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church, Father Fergus Monahan chose not to talk about what happened last week in Vatican City.
It's amazing how normal parish life goes on in spite of it all. I mean, you read about this, you see it all the time on television, but life at the parish level goes on very normally.
Parish life seems normal for Catherine Bryant, a 15-year-old who regularly attends Mass. She says even though the sex scandal isn't being addressed in Mass every week, it's a regular topic in church classes.
We have discussed it in our confirmation classes and also in like the younger middle school classes. I know they've been discussing it because I think all of us feel that we need to be aware of what's going on. And I mean, just because we're children doesn't mean that we should be left out from what's going on.
The children aren't the only parishioners talking about it. Linda Bryant, a registered nurse, wasn't concerned that church leaders failed to craft a no-tolerance policy for pedophile priests.
To me, it seems like it's a work in progress. It has not ended. Sometimes I think in America we're impatient. We want it to happen right now. And I see it as a hope, a real hopeful sign that they didn't make something, a decision on the spur of the moment that we would have to live with that wasn't a good decision.
But Vicki Berkland, the church's youth director, was disappointed that bishops did not take a stronger stance.
It's time to realize that we cannot put them back into society, that it is a disease and it's not something that we can ignore. It's time that we step up to the plate and protect our children and not put these people back into the areas where they will be with children again.
Father Fergus and many of his parishioners say their faith is not shaken. It's people outside the Catholic Church they worry about the most, people around the country who only hear about the scandal and don't know that parish life goes on as normal.
I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle. The Catholic Church here has been dealing with issues of sexual misconduct among the clergy for more than a decade. A child abuse scandal in the late 1980s led the Archdiocese to adopt one of the most progressive and open disciplinary policies in the country. Accusations of abuse are immediately reported to legal authorities, and accused priests are suspended from office. This morning at a Mass in the Jesuit parish of St. Joseph, Father Craig Boley called for reform of the Church, saying it was time to end the culture of privilege, exclusion, non-accountability, and moral superiority enjoyed by Church leaders. After Mass at an outdoor coffee hour, Ed Cain, a lifelong Catholic, agreed with others that it was the best homily he'd heard in years.
It was right to the point, and certainly it expressed what many people are thinking. There are some problems, but certainly there is a lot of hope in what he said.
My name's Winnie Sperry. I've lived in this parish since 1972, and I am so proud to be a member of this parish.
Sperry, a mother of four, says she's been troubled by the double crime of abuse followed by cover-up in the church, but that today's homily renews her faith.
The church belongs to all of us. And, you look around here, you see all these wonderful families. Craig said, this is the people of God, and we need to keep on serving, and we need to keep on forgiving, and we do need to hold anyone who is guilty accountable.
Rami Edwards, who was raised a strict Catholic by nuns in the Philippines, agreed, but was less upbeat.
I believe there should be reforms, but it will take time. It's not easy. It's not an easy job. So I'm really sad that this is happening.
Parishioners are putting their feelings to work. Many at this liberal church in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood have begun meeting with their priests every Saturday afternoon for grassroots workshops on how they can reform the church from within.